The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
America, bonjour, hi Canada, I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway live. Well, President Biden and General Secretary Xi have concluded their Zoom call. It went a long time and there are readouts on the United States side and there are readouts on the Chinese side. I think what's most important, the New York Times is reporting the Chinese readout, shows General Secretary Xi bullying President Biden on Taiwan. I read, China's leader Xi Jinping, this is the New York Times, urged the United States not to test his country's resolve on the question of Taiwan, an island democracy Beijing claims is part of its country. Quote, we are patient and willing to strive for the prospect of peaceful reunification with the utmost sincerity, Mr. Xi told President Biden, according to a readout of the meeting released by Chinese state media. But China will have to take resolute measures if the Taiwan independence separatist forces provoke, compel, or even cross the red line. In vivid language that has come to define Beijing's steadfast rhetoric, Mr. Xi criticized politicians in the United States who he said sought to use the island status as leverage over Beijing, a trend he described as dangerous. Quote, it is playing with fire, and if you play with fire, you will get burned, the Chinese readout cited Mr. Xi as saying. So he threatened Joe Biden. I'm not sure President Biden actually noticed. Contrast what happened with General Secretary Xi threatening and bullying Joe Biden with what Chris Christie said about China on this show yesterday in the after show. Let's go to China. You rightly call out the CCP as our mortal threat. Then you write, quote, first, we have to vastly increase the size and capability of our surface navy so we can have a much larger presence to protect our interests in the South China Sea. End of quote. You know, I was in the Ohio class category back in 2016. I'll be talking about the Columbia class now. But it's not surface ships, Governor. It's submarines and cyber and all sorts of other stuff. You're not just exclusively counting on frigates, are you?
No. No, I'm not exclusively counting on that. I, you know, the Navy, and that's probably inartfully put by me, but I meant the Navy as a whole and our technology, our naval technology, and in every respect, has to get best in class. If it doesn't, we are ceding enormous advantage to the Chinese.
Let's be very clear on this one. If Taiwan is threatened with invasion, if China begins the moves that will have to precede an actual physical takeover, what does the United States do?
We have to make it very clear to them that we are going to defend Taiwan.
You want to expand on that?
I mean, look, I just think that they need to understand that the risk of what's going to happen to them if they proceed is much, much greater than any advantage they can perceive by that they will achieve, rather, by getting to Taiwan.
If you're the president, do you order the torpedoes to sink the Chinese ships?
Look, if it gets to the point where the Chinese ships are going to Taiwan, you're probably going to have to make that call. It's going to be a very close one, but you're going to have to make the call. But more importantly, Hugh, you want to take steps before that to prevent the Chinese from ever thinking that they can get away with sending ships there. And that's the much more important approach to take. You don't want to get yourself in a position where you have to make that call. And I still think there are time and steps we could take to prevent it. But we have to be very, very clear with the Chinese, and we haven't been. The Trump administration wasn't. The Biden administration isn't. And we got to be crystal clear about it.
If that fails, Governor Christie, and those ships sail, and the call has to be made, do you say fire the torpedoes?
I think you have to.
All right. I agree.
That's exactly right.
Do you know that the Chinese readout was put out? And the United States readout doesn't say anything. And the New York Times concludes it was unclear whether President Biden and Mr. Xi directly discussed the question of how the United States would respond militarily should Beijing attack Taiwan. So
General Secretary Xi reserved to himself the right to attack Taiwan. President Biden did not say, we will attack you if you attack by Taiwan. So the summit was lost, according to the readout. Now, I wasn't in the room. You weren't in the room. We don't know. He should have said what Chris Christie said. If those ships are selling to Taiwan, we'll sink them, President Xi. That would have been clarity from which you can advance on agreement. More of Chris Christie's interview coming up. Yes, I also have to tell you about yesterday's fiasco on the South Lawn. They were there to sign the half win. It wasn't a win. It was a bipartisan bill to spend $400 billion more than had already been appropriated and to redirect other money. But first, Vice President Harris approaches the microphone and the voice of God. Well, listen to this. Cut number five.
Please welcome Heather Kurtenbach.
In a moment. Please have a seat. President.
In a moment. It wasn't Heather. It was the Vice President of the United States. So apparently they don't even recognize her at the White House. Then President Biden got up and did a couple of normal Biden things. Cut number three.
I want to thank everyone who helped make this happen. Vice President Harris, my cabinet members, my White House team, Jill, Doug, our first lady and our first lady and our second husband. No, I'm joking. These guys travel all over the country together. I'm getting worried.
Oh, yeah. Make a mistake. Make a mistake. Instead of saying, welcome our first lady and our first husband, our second husband, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's just he went off prompter. Then he does this. Cut number four.
Folks, you know, the same goes for my plan to build back better for the people. Getting folks back to work and reducing cost of things like child care, elder care, housing, health care, prescription drugs, and meeting the moment on climate change. I'm confident that the House will pass this bill, and then we're going to have to pass it in the Senate. And it's fully paid for. It will reduce the deficit over long term, according to the leading economists in the world. And again, no one earning less than $400,000 will pay a single penny more in federal taxes. And together, together with the infrastructure bill, millions of lives will be changed for the better.
Getting the Build Back Better, everybody knows that, and everybody knows it doesn't cost a penny. It costs trillions of dollars if it were passed. Let me run through the news, and then what I'm going to do. This is the Chris Christie interview, which is up at the podcast. Not all of you get the interview with Hugh Hewitt. You should. You should go sign up for it and get it every day because it makes you wise. Highly concentrated Hugh, tens of thousands of you download the short version of this show every day. When you miss the show and you listen to that at Highly Concentrated Hugh, they're both at iTunes, at Spotify, and at the Salem Podcast Network. But the interview with Chris Christie yesterday was 70 minutes long. And of course, I only played about 4 minutes on the air. I'm going to play all of it that you didn't hear yesterday after this, because this is how an interview should be done. It's a tutorial for everyone out there. But let me run through the headlines for you, the rundown. 50% of people who survive COVID-19 face lingering symptoms, study finds. COVID studies are very alarming for people who get it and don't get rid of it within 2 weeks. Another reason to get vaccinated. As the holidays approach, we all know the masks are being rejected by the American people unless they're obliged to do it in school. And so we're on airplanes. So the virus is going to circulate. It's going to peak again. If you've got the vaccine and the booster, it's not going to make you very sick. If you don't, you could end up with long COVID or worse. So get vaccinated. New York is said, to hell with the CDC. They've screwed up everything. Everyone go get a booster. And this is increasingly what normal people are doing, because the CDC, as I discussed with Chris Christie, is so screwed up, so lost credibility that no one's following their rules anymore. So the booster's out there, go get it. And New York State has told everyone, all adults, go get the booster. The new lockdown in Austria will only apply to those who are unvaccinated. And as Europe tightens its rules for the unvaccinated, according to the New York Times, that's going to become the rule. Everything's going to be open if you're vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, stay home. Expect that to come to the United States. It's already in some places. As remote work empties San Francisco, can theaters fill their seats? It's not remote work. It's the fact the city is run by Democrats. It's been run into the ground, and everyone who goes there knows that. That's why they can't fill seats in San Francisco. Tyson Foods has raised meat prices as cost escalates. Beto O'Rourke is running for Texas governor. U.S. coal prices has jumped to their highest since 2009. Turns out that nobody wants to give the IRS the money that Joe Biden says will raise money. They say it won't work. And Biden's reliance on IRS enforcement to pay for his trillion-dollar bill hits a snag. EPA finalizes the recycling rule. Yeah, that's, we need that. Leahy is not running for re-election. Some good news in every morning. Ohio sues Facebook Meta, alleging parent misled public about its product effect on children. Go David Yost, the Attorney General of Ohio. Great lawsuit. Bannon turned himself in on another set of charges. China's nuclear buildup is detailed in the Financial Times. Russia has warned of serious consequences from any country involving itself in the Ukraine confrontation. And they've named the jihadis in England from Liverpool. There are lots of them, people. Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, he says we're going to be using coal for 100 years. Bravo, Scott Morrison. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to remind you that our sponsor is andrewandtodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to andrewandtodd.com or call them at 888-1172. Wow, America, I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. The sun is coming up on a very bleak set of reports of this Zoom call summit between Joe Biden and General Secretary Xi. The White House readout is nonsense. It's the Chinese media readout where all they're underscoring is that General Secretary Xi told the United States to stay out of Taiwan. It's up to them to decide what to do with Taiwan. Basically, if you're reading this with any kind of experience, Xi rolled Biden. Not surprising, you send a 79-year-old frail man in to deal with the most powerful dictator in probably Chinese history, given the fact that his military is stronger than Mao's military ever was or Deng Xiaoping, and he got rolled. Biden got rolled. You know who won't get rolled is Chris Christie or any of the Republicans when they deal with Xi. We got to get a Republican back in the White House as soon as possible so China does not invade. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I am so glad you are here. Chief of Staff and Deputy President Ron Klain went on CNN, and whenever Ron Klain steps out, you have to pay attention. He's actually the chief of staff in the White House, and I actually think he's the president of the United States in all but name. So Ron Klain goes on with Anderson Cooper last night. Again, CNN is President Biden's safe zone, and all those who work for him. Cut number 7.
There is. She's doing a magnificent job. By the way, in that report, I'm quoted as saying what I believe, which is that there's no vice president I've seen that's gotten off to a faster start than Vice President Harris. She's doing an amazing job for the president. I had the pleasure, honor of being with her the Friday night. We passed this infrastructure bill in the House of Representatives. She was on the phone, working the phones, delivering votes. She's a big part of the reason why we had this bill signing today.
But her poll numbers seem even lower than the president.
Well, again, Anderson, polls go up, polls go down. What I know is she is delivering for the American people. She helped us deliver on this infrastructure bill. She then got up a few days later and went across the ocean to France and spent a week over there helping to repair and strengthen our alliance with America's oldest ally. She's delivering for the American people every day. She's doing a fantastic job, whether it's on domestic matters or international matters. I'm delighted to be her next-door neighbor in the West Wing. I have a chance to talk with her almost every day she's in the White House. And I can tell you, she is doing a phenomenal job as vice president.
Yeah, so we're very happy when she's abroad. That's the bottom line there. Everybody read the story. CNN broke. Kamala Harris is getting slashed and burned by everyone inside the administration. Ron Klain on the record saying, oh, what a great job. Everybody off the record. Gosh, she's a disaster. LeafFactor.com is right here in my hand. Now, I did not get to the toe surgery center yesterday. I had to move that back to tomorrow, and it may have to go to Thursday. So I'm still hobbling around, and Relief Factor will not get me out on my run today. I got to hobble down to lunch with my buddy Duffy, and we're going to get together, but I'm going to hobble there. ReliefFactor.com does not fix toes like this that are mangled up, but I carry in Curcumin, Resveratrol, Omega. I take them with my tepid coffee. I do have my, actually, the fetching Mrs. Hewitt told me to bring it home. She wanted the coffee cup warmer, so I still have tepid coffee. ReliefFactor.com goes down with anything that you want. Any water, soda, whatever you take, tepid coffee, hot coffee. I carry in Curcumin, Resveratrol, and Omega. Minimize the minor aches and pains because they are nature's anti-inflammatories. Get out there, give it a try. $19.95 gets you a three-week starter pack. Come right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for Birch Gold. If you found yourself completely befuddled by events in Afghanistan, alarmed about inflation and otherwise uneasy, well, about everything, about Americans standing in the world, about what comes next, then you're feeling like everybody else is, and uncertainty is usually a time that you want to increase your holdings in gold. When I do that, I do it with Birch Gold. I buy my gold from Birch Gold. You can go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. They will send you free information. If you want to roll over a portion of your IRA or your 401k into physical precious metals, Birch Gold is who to do that with. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. If you're thinking, I got to get some gold, do it with Birch Gold via HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's Hugh to 474747 or HughGold.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.